Oh, hi, Mark. How's it going?
Very well. How are you?
This is Odin. I'm going to get Andrew and Christian in the line, too, okay? Perfect. So thanks, Micah, for getting back to us and for sending me a text message. Obviously, the message that I left you piqued your interest. So I have Andrew Resmer on the line and Christian as well on the line, so and myself, Odin, obviously. The message that I left you said that we like to buy excess inventory from developers such as yourself. We've done that in the past, and we're going to continue to do it into the future. And we wanted to know what inventory you have right now in the marketplace that we could perhaps do a creative deal on.
I appreciate that. Okay, well, we have a number of open conversations on the subject with the two different investment groups, so we're starting to increase our familiarity with this type of business and that we want.
Perfect.
But we need to start it to manage through that. If I'm just taking from your verbiage, Owen, here, you're speaking about inventory and you're speaking about developers. And when we think about inventory, we have either, we have standing product inventory in some cases, and we have our own avenues to see those go to sale. And we are not traditionally a developer. However, we do work with developers. We make commitments on a number of home sites, and depending on our sales rhythm or sales volume in that community, sometimes we're in a position to move that launch sale over to a development arm or a scenario where we are comfortable going to the public. And so there are two communities right now where we have land lots that we would be able to sell privately. Is that of interest?
This is Andrew. Our expertise, we've done almost 2,000 deals in the last 20 years or so, and our expertise is more with an existing residential unit that we can create cash flow and make the payments. And we usually sell them on creative terms, either vendor financing, lease option, rent to own, those type of structures. We do have an extensive database of potential clients who may qualify within a year or two, and that's what our utilizing our expertise in our database is best to actually help to sell existing residential units, not the land.
Okay. All right. And so, from my perspective, in looking at it, we obviously have an organization that is designed to sell homes, either pre-sale or completed homes. And so I guess the question would be, if hypothetically I did have some property, for example, that I've held for over 100 days and I'm starting to run into non-financeable options and things like that, would your organization purchase that home site or purchase that from me for an agreed price, and then you would then go to your database and the subsequent transactions would not involve Homes by Avi, but rather would be the responsibility of your organization, and at that point we would lose ties to the property. Is that correct?
And that could be one of many different ways that we would work together, which is not our preferred way. Our preferred way is, so in 90% of cases when we're working with developers, what happens, what we notice, they have a beautiful development, they sell 80 or 85 or 90% of the product, and they have 10 remaining units left, and it's costing them arm and leg to keep their sales center running, all the ads, market may be softened by then, and they have hard time sometimes spending thousands of dollars per week trying to move those last few units. And they have no income, no cash flow coming, they have expenses, obviously, and they don't know what to do. They can't go ahead with another project because they have still ties and energy connected with their remaining unsold units. So what we've done successfully in the past over and over again is we would sign an agreement with the developer or a company that is representing the developer like himself, and we will start making at least enough payments per month that the developer would be able to cover their expenses, their builder's loan or their strata fee, fees or their taxes or whatever it is, at least majority of the payment, and we will introduce a rent-to-own tenant buyer who's in from our expertise is qualified to complete on this transaction within a year or two or whatever in the reasonable period of time is, depending on the market and condition of the market. And that way, developer goes ahead with their next project. They don't, usually developers are not very good in being landlords. They don't know how to find tenants, and they don't want to deal with tenants. The minute you rent a brand new property to a tenant, the value of it goes down. It triggers the GST or other taxes related to it, where again, depending on this financial situation, depending on the accounting that you do, sometimes we're able to defer GST until completion date, which is 2-3 years down the road or 1 year down the road. In the meantime, at least the payments are being done. So that's our preferred solution. Answering your question, if we would take over completely, we have done it in the past. It's probably 1 in 10 deals like that. And in most cases, developer or vendor has financed it for us. So that way, they provided vendor financing, which we transferred the ownership completely, and it was our responsibility to resell it again within the term of the financing that was provided by the developer.
Okay. Well, I guess a couple thoughts. Number one is this is different than anything that we've elected to do in past, and I'm not sure that that we're feeling the pressure that maybe one might need to feel in order to go that route. That said, however, I do have 9 homes that have gone out of finance, those might be an interesting conversation to have. And so I've got an appointment tomorrow afternoon with the president of our organization, and then I've also got a follow-up meeting with one of the executive members of our team out of Calgary. I'm going to do that Monday. So I think that likely we could connect early to mid next week, and I would have a bit more of a tangible discussion in the background on my end that would allow us to either continue ours or set the expectation that we would pursue our own avenues. I think it's worth considering, and I would like to have the conversation. So I would just request of you your patience and some time as we get into next week, allowing me to have those conversations.
Beautiful. Yeah, and I think it's perfect timing that you may not feel the pressure just yet, but at least you know that this option is available, and you're dealing with a company that has done thousands of transactions like that. We are probably the most successful, most known company in Canada in terms of structuring creative deals. Sometimes what happens, we get developers that are beyond tipping point. They already missed mortgage payments. There is blood on the streets, and they are in the middle of foreclosures or bankruptcy, and they call us in a panic and say, can you do something for us? And in some cases, it is too late. So having these conversations before you feel pressure with the market happening, especially in Alberta, I think you're positioning yourself much wiser by knowing that this option exists and maybe entertaining possibility of this option before it's too late.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that thought process. And I do think that we are experiencing a bit of a rebound. For example, June and July were both record months for our organization. If we go back 2.5 years was the last time we were seeing volume like that. And so we are in a more pleasant marketplace today than we would have been even 2-3 months ago, and so I think that that breeds a little bit of optimism as it relates to the executive mindset. Again, I appreciate very much what you're saying, and we have been in situations in the past where we have had to let standing inventory go at a mild and sometimes moderate deficit. In order to protect our cash flow. So, Andrew, I definitely agree that the conversation is of value. And I think that had we been connecting early this year, I would likely say, let's do business, let's get it done right now. I think that we've weathered the greater part of the storm, and we are most certainly running at a good level of profitability and of sales volume. So let's connect as we get into next week. I'd like to see how this may apply to the 9 homes that I had referenced earlier. But did just want to share with you that although we are still very much in a challenged market, my feeling is that we would only see it that way if we were expecting to get back to 2014 sales volume. And I don't think that is the normal that we ought to be measuring ourselves by. But anyway, just wanted to give you a little bit of background as where we're at as an organization. But I do look forward to connecting next week and do appreciate you reaching out to us.
Thank you so much.
Well, we've been around for 25 years. Market goes up and down. So by you knowing what we do and how, it may be a time again where we can do business.
I agree. Most certainly. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, audience, for connecting us.
No problem. Thanks, Micah.
Okay, thank you, Odin.
Okay, bye.
Take care, Jen. Bye-bye.